Dozens of Canadian and global sports scholars have joined the chorus in calling for an independent inquiry into sports in Canada, saying Canadian athletes deserve better. They sent a letter today to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The group is called Scholars Against Abuse in Canadian Sport, and they're urgently asking for an inquiry because of the widespread reports of sexual, physical, and psychological abuse of athletes throughout the nation's sports system. And that's not just what we hear from Hockey Canada, folks. We're talking about just your kids and how they're taught to play soccer, to play hockey, whatever sport they're involved. They're looking for a similar type of inquiry that we had called the Dublin Inquiry in 1989, looking into doping. So there's been a significant call for an inquiry. Now, the educator's letter that was sent today was spearheaded by a gentleman by the name of Mac Ross. He's a kinesiology professor at the University of Western Ontario. He's written several articles on the recent Hockey Canada scandals, plus the national safe sport crisis here in Canada. He joins us now. Professor Ross, thank you for speaking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
A huge and very important letter today that was sent to the Prime Minister. What prompted you to get the ball rolling on this whole endeavor?
I guess mostly seeing the survivors of abuse within the Canadian sports system struggling to get some kind of meaningful change to occur. They've been going to parliamentary committees. They've been staging activism of various kinds. And I've kind of been following along online. And I was just trying to figure out a way that professors could do something, and scholars more broadly, not just professors, that could show some solidarity with them so that they knew that there are people within academia that agree with them and agree there should be an independent inquiry and agree that this is not progressing the way we feel it should be, that there should be serious investigations occurring deep into the sports system. Like, this is a system-wide failure. Setting up an office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner isn't going to be enough to fix that, and we agree with them. And we wanted to make sure that they knew that and that we were here to support them in whatever way we could. And we decided that an open letter to the Canadian government was a good way to start.
What got us here in your mind? Not just Hockey Canada, but many other sports as well. Mm-hmm. There's been, 2022, so many stories of athletes pointing to systemic failure, mental abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, all of it seemed to come to a head in 2022. How did we get here in your mind?
I think we got tied up in the pursuit of victory, in the pursuit of medals, and we lost sight of the fact that these are people. They're not just tools or pawns to be used by a nation to make them look good on a national stage. They're not just robots to be used to gain political advantage. They're people, and there's limits to what they should have to endure. And unfortunately, our system has been set up in a way where victory and medal seeking has been prioritized over everything else. And way back in 1989, at the Dubin Inquiry, I'm paraphrasing now because I don't have it in front of me, but Justice Dubin said, if the only thing that matters is winning, then everything else is justifiable to get to that end. And it feels like we're right back there again, or that we never left there, that the Dublin Inquiry didn't really take us to a good place, or if it did, it didn't last very long.
Hmm. Do you think an inquiry, though, can change culture? Never mind those that need to be held accountable. But I mean a deeper cultural change, not just on high-profile athletes that have gone through abuse, but even, let's say, the local hockey rink where parents sometimes don't act like adults and do silly things and abusive things, whether it be yelling at their own child or yelling at another child or abusing a ref, whatever it may be. Would an inquiry lead to that cultural change that some say is also required on our pitches and our ice rinks and our fields?
I think it's our best chance to move the needle in that direction. To get to the underlying issues that are at play here, we need a wide-ranging investigation. We need to understand fully the breadth of the problem. Various reporting structures and things like that aren't going to fix it. They'll provide some solutions some of the time, but they're not going to create a situation in which we're actively trying to prevent the negative outcomes that we're seeing. So the abuse of athletes, whether that's physical, mental, or sexual, has become completely commonplace in Canadian sport. So if we're going to try to diffuse that, we need to have a very open and honest investigation into what's going on. And I think it'll find that we've got a problematic relationship with sport in this country, not just at the elite level, but all the way down through. And we need to revisit what we're doing in terms of our funding structure, the ways we relate to sport in terms of our day-to-day lives. I mean, if sport is more important than school, if sport is more important than our relationships, we're in very big trouble. And unfortunately, I think that has become the case a lot of the time, especially when you look at examples like we're coming back to Hockey Canada here, but, you know, sending kids away at a very young age to go pursue their hockey dreams. There's nothing necessarily wrong with pursuing a dream of being a hockey player, but that seems like you're putting sport before everything else. And that seems to be a recipe for disaster.
What would you say to the argument that and I don't want to minimize these stories of abuse that we've been hearing about, but to have world-class athletes, it requires a culture of excellence and pushing athletes so they can be the best they can be. And when you look at other world powers in sports, that's part of their, you know, part of how those countries do very well. And I'm not saying let's emulate China. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
But we also need to be competitive if we wish to be competitive. Isn't that not part of training, part of the broad culture, is that you have to push athletes to be the best they can be? And sometimes these things do occur, and I'm not condoning them, but I'm just saying there is also a culture of pushing athletes so they can perform at that level against athletes from other countries.
Well, I think that has to be... There's a fine line, I think, that has to be drawn there. We can't be going to the lengths of, you know, putting young people through traumatic experiences because we hope that someday down the road that they'll be an elite athlete. The vast majority of young people are not going to be elite athletes, and even if they were going to be, it's never acceptable to put them through traumatic situations like that. So there is, it's not just Canada. I think that's an important part of that. This, and that's why there is 17 professors from 17 other schools all globally. A lot of them mentioned that, you know, we have this problem in our country too. And one of the big challenges is that we're all linked through an international sporting culture that prioritizes winning, competition between nations, and like you said, you know, the ability to be competitive on an international global stage. And if that's the priority, which I think it will be for the foreseeable future, it creates a really difficult barrier to, you know, creating a sports system that prioritizes health and well-being when people are still striving to compete for, you know, limited funding, limited opportunities. That's when this toxicity and this trauma is going to come into play and really start to get us stuck in this situation for the long term. We have to change our relationship with international sport, and it's a huge task because it's not just Canada. We would have to convince other people as well, and other nations that there can be competition, and, you know, we can have international relationships and diplomacy and all those things through sport without this traumatic training of individuals to get them to the top of the sporting podium.
Professor Ross, thank you so much for your time today. Really enjoyed our conversation and look forward to having you on soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.